What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy Bizzig.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
Before we get into it, Big, first and foremost, we'd like to apologize to our fans. Me and the big one has been down. We got hit with colds, man, some nasty colds. So,
yeah.
You know.
We missed a week.
Or two. We've been out of it for a little bit, man. So, you know, we like to apologize, but we're back at it.
Back
in the full effect.
Episode 21.
Episode 21.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. News and notes, ladies and gentlemen. Mohamed Sanu traded. That's right, traded. That's right, traded.
Mm-hmm. From where?
From the Funky Birds.
The dirty ones.
The dirty ones. I know he's like, you know, he's traded from there to the Patriots. I know he feels like he's out of football purgatory right now.
Yes, sir.
Because the Atlanta Falcons are, cue it, Marco.
The Blue Team! Oh!
From hell to heaven overnight.
Cheekonomics.
Yeah.
So the Atlanta Falcons are just straight up. just straight up ass, man.
1-6 right now?
I think this weekend, I think after this Sunday when they lose,
mm-hmm.
I think he's fired. I'm just going to be honest. I think the head coach is fired. So, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but
I like Dan Quinn. I think he's a good coach. I honestly cannot put my finger on what happened to the Falcons, bro. After the Super Bowl, they just have not been, they have not returned to form.
I think this is the true reality of who they always been. Because outside of that Super Bowl year, they always underachieved. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what, people thought that they had the best team. And then what also pissed me off, though, was these fake-ass Atlanta Falcon fans that came out of the woodwork. Like,
oh, you always going to have that.
Everybody's from Atlanta all of a sudden, mm-hmm. You know. Everybody's from – I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my people down in Atlanta, oh, this, oh, that.
Right.
Remember when they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl and somehow black people just attached themselves to Atlanta for some reason? Like, oh, this is black people against Donald Trump. Like, what the – where did y'all get this from?
Man,
like, people, seriously, like, oh, if you like the Patriots, you're a Trump supporter. Like, man, shut your silly ass up. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
People gonna be people, man. That's all.
Ignorance gonna be ignorance. Fools gonna be fools. But
no doubt.
I'm so happy to see Atlanta in this state of dump.
Really?
Right now, yes, I am. Because
Atlanta's always been one of the teams that I never really had an issue with.
Liking Atlanta when they did. I mean, I understand the owner did what he had to do, Arthur Blank, and, you know, releasing Michael Vick. I understand.
Yeah, he had to do.
However, how the fans, their initial backlash was on Michael Vick. Like,
yeah, he's the
really?
Worst. He's just coming to earth.
Yeah, you know, it's like the irony in that, you know, mm-hmm. And then go get their little muskets and their shotguns and go load up and go shoot deer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, it's for sport.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point. You know, and they didn't shoot dogs. They let dogs fight, not condoning it. But, yeah, I agree. When you hunt and fish, well, not fish, but when you hunt, you know, and, yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you.
You know,
The very same people that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? So, moving on. Josh Gordon is out for the rest of the year with a knee injury while we're on the
Patriots
here, you know. Does Josh Gordon get picked up by another team? I absolutely think he does. Probably the Cleveland Browns might pick him back up. But, you know.
I wonder if
Green Bay might pick him up with the fact of, you know, with the fact that they have Devontae Adams out for, you know, quite some time with this toe that's missing an entire toenail. So.
Yeah, he's about to miss another game. Josh Gordon is, if I'm not mistaken, he's under contract, what, just through the end of the season?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. However, he still get picked up in waivers since he's been released.
He's not being released. He just got put on IR.
Yeah, but when he clears IR by week 10, he'll become a free agent.
Well, you know, some guys can come back from IR, though. Let me see.
He's not coming back to the Patriots. I'm telling you that now. That's why they picked up Mohamed Sanu. He took his spot on the roster. So Josh Gordon is going to clear. Once he clears waivers by week 10, he'll be released or waived. Josh Gordon will be waived. And then any team out there that's vying for his services have the free right reign and will to pick him up.
Yeah, his contract is just it's just through the end of the season.
Yeah, I told you. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to go to my phone for that.
1 year contract, 2 point something million.
Speaking of wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders was traded to the Niners for a 5th round pick.
That
out
was
of
beautiful.
Denver.
Yeah, I'm actually happy for him.
He's another one that got out of purgatory.
Yeah, Denver is not. They're not gonna do nothing for a while.
Denver is cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
However, they definitely made it a nice little. They had a nice little 2-3 game win streak, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Flacco don't look too bad.
But then reality set in against them Chiefs, and they got stomped. Stomped.
That orange is dope, though. I like when they wear that all orange, the orange crush, Denver.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, they
got
they ain't
crushed.
Going nowhere for a while.
They right. got crushed. Vic Fangio should have stayed in Chicago as our defensive coordinator. I'm just being honest, you know, because I don't like the fact that he probably will be fired after next season.
That's going to be the second straight coach that get fired after one season.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say he's going to get fired after, at the
oh,
end
he's
of this
get 2
season.
Years.
He's going to get 2 years. And within 2 years of them just absolutely just being straight up. Cue it, Marco.
The booty!
After 2 years of being absolute booty. Booty. They are going to be in the hunt for a new coach.
Booty, be gone!
So that's just my honest opinion here.
They might fire your boy, John Elway. He might.
Horse teeth ain't going nowhere.
It might be time to cut that.
Horse teeth ain't going nowhere.
It might be time to
you see how big his damn teeth is?
Yeah, his smile
Bro,
is hilarious.
John L, you ever seen the Denver Broncos mascot?
The horse?
Yeah.
The old one?
No, the mascot that be out there with with the football uniform on and the horse head and the big smile. Him and John Elway teeth are like going neck and neck, bro. he really has horse teeth. Like, damn. You ever see him talk and like smile? Oh, horse teeth?
I've seen him laugh and smile. Yeah, it's
bro, they don't call Elway horse teeth for nothing. Like, he really has horse teeth, bro. Like,
stupid.
The size of a horse. I'm dead serious, man. It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Michael Bennett, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this will probably be the heist of all year.
No doubt.
Michael Bennett has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys from the New England Patriots. How crazy is that?
Yeah, for a 7th round, that's what make it crazy. Because people trying to say he finished, man, and all this.
No, he is not.
He's not, man.
He has a lot in the tank. He has a lot left in the tank, and then you add him to that defense.
Yeah.
With Jalen Smith, with the defensive end that they have. I can't think of his name right
Gregory.
Now.
Randy Gregory.
Not Gregory.
Oh.
The big top, the big name, the big money guy.
I can't think.
It's
of
on
it
the tip of my tongue, but I'm not gonna look it up. Yeah. You have him. Mm-hmm. You got Von Esch.
Mm-hmm.
Van den Bosch or
yeah, Leighton
Van
der Esch.
Van der Esch,
yeah, something like that.
Von Esch, Van der Esch, whatever. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I know some of the players that they have over there.
Yeah, they got a good little, defense.
They definitely have a great defense, and one of the former defense coordinators for the Chicago Bears is over there. Your Lions head coach, ex-head coach, Rob Marinelli, I mean, he couldn't do nothing with the Lions, but he was great everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a top defense with the Chicago Bears.
That seems to be
one
the
of the
theme.
Top defenses with the Cowboys.
Seems to be the theme in Detroit, man.
Because Detroit is cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Love it! Love it! Love it!
I just got you cracking up over
man,
there,
you
man.
Is a fool today, man. You
that's
fooling.
Right. That's right. That's right. But you know, Dallas, we're adding Bennett.
That's a great addition.
We're adding Michael Bennett to that defensive line amongst that defensive tackle position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is
he
can
play D tackle, D end.
He
can
play all across. Yeah, you
can
move him around. He can play all across that line, and that's going to solidify that defense even more and put more pressure on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Long as Dallas can continue to play stay healthy, and continue to play well, and continue to feed Zeke.
Yeah, you got
to. They
feed
should
Zeke.
Be all right, but hopefully, I hope y'all suck against my Bears. But
yeah,
that was a huge move. I think that was a heist. But this one, I think, rings a little close to home to you with Quandre Diggs. So I'll let you talk about that one, man.
So I'm not one of those. I mean, I'm a Lions fan. Yeah, true. Meow. Truly, I'm a Lions fan through and through. But I'm not one of those guys that get so attached to players that they can't get traded. You know, I don't really. I mean, he wasn't performing this year. He really wasn't.
Do you think that signals that you gave up on the season?
No, absolutely
not.
This
early in the
season?
The
guys are playing better than he is, so why would that signal that we're giving up on the season? You know?
I mean, because
he can't tackle. He
was your starting safety.
He can't tackle.
Then why was he starting?
We play and a lot. We play a lot.
Who's evaluating the talent to have him starting if he can't tackle?
First and foremost, Tavon Wilson was the starter before Diggs ever became a full-time starter. So let's not get it twisted. It's not like, oh, he's like we're going to lose because of him. We lost it to the Chiefs and we lost to the Packers. Two close games that we should have won because the defense didn't hold up. He was a part of that. Let's talk about how Slay got mad about it, though, which I get it. You know, it's the business.
That was his lover.
That's his boy, man.
I'm your tenderoni.
That's his boy, man. See, you ain't even right for that. Now, if I got on your Bears and talking about your guys.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but at
the
end
of it. They're playing like slop crap right now, but.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to bring that up and talk about this so-called, quote, players-only meeting
that they had without the coaches.
We'll get into that. But,
yeah. But, I mean.
Slay has to understand it. And I seen the tweet that he put out today.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, he loves everything Detroit. Mm-hmm. You know, he loves the city. He loves it here. He just doesn't like the business side.
He hates the business side. But guess what, Slay? The business side got you $14 million a year. And you ain't even a shutdown cornerback.
Do you think he really deserved that amount of money?
I'm not gonna get into his pockets. That's what he got. You know, the Lions evaluated him at $14 million a year. He held out trying to get more.
He gladly took that money and ran.
Yeah, and he wants more. I get it. I don't know if he wants more money per year or do he want a longer contract, the length.
I think it's a little bit of both in the NFL.
He's not worth more than 15. No, I'm not going past. I'm not going. I'm 14 and a half. Maybe give him four more years, but he can go. They can trade him.
Whoa.
Yeah, you heard it. He can go.
You heard it here first on the Big and Bright Show, folks.
Actually,
Big said that Slay can go.
He can go.
Let that go.
You funny.
No need you. Beat it. Leave me alone.
He ain't big play Slay, man. I say big play Kenny Galladay. Big play Galladay, not big play Slay.
The same big play Kenny Galladay that got shut down.
No, they didn't throw him the ball.
Hold on. He was shut down.
Against the Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he only had a few catches.
Yeah.
He didn't get targeted enough. But if you want to talk about.
He was blanketed. He couldn't get open.
Let's get back to Diggs for a minute.
Okay, back to Diggs.
Diggs has a respectable contract.
Okay.
He's only 26 years old.
Okay.
He was solid for us previously.
Okay.
You okay over there, Bright?
Yeah, man.
What did you think? You heard a gunshot?
Man, hey, you never know in Pontiac, bro.
We downtown Pontiac, y'all.
You never know.
Bright, he was just like. Anyway, Diggs is solid, man. And, you know, Nino solid for us, man. But at the end of the day, you know, the Lions are trying to produce a culture here now. I know that that's laughable, but. If you look at the layout since
that's only been 2 years.
It's been four since Bob Quinn has been here.
He sucks, too.
This is the second year that the head coach is here. But they're trying to produce a culture now. And the culture says
we're going to try to copy the Patriots.
We don't care who you are. We don't care what your contract is. If you don't perform, you'll be gone. Period. You see it and you see it because Bob Quinn is cutting and trading his own guys that he drafted. If you don't fit the scheme.
How does that look bad? That looks really bad on him as a general manager, though.
It's, you know, but they all make that mistake. All the GMs make the mistake. They go about it different ways. Some of it acknowledge it up front and say, hey, you know what? I messed up. We're gonna go ahead and cut our ends with this guy. Other guys try to let it, you know, fester for a couple years. Like Tease Tabor. He's trash. You know, I ain't gonna tell Marco to cue it, but
garbage.
Tease Tabor is
cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh. Oh my god, Tease. I'm gonna name you four or five players that I was glad the Lions got rid of. Tease Tabor, Nevin Lawson, Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah. These guys were bums, man. But let's get, you know, let's move on. Kerryon Johnson is going to the IR.
Another lion. That's another kitty that's hurt.
You know, Kerryon Johnson is actually kind of making me nervous. I think we might need to go ahead and make a trade.
Listen, remember when you drafted him and I told you he was what? injured at Auburn.
Yeah.
He was damaged goods. Remember I told you that?
You did. I didn't know much about his injury history when we got him. I knew that the kid can play, man. I knew that the kid can play.
They beat the hell out of him in the SEC when he was at Auburn, man. He was running on fumes, no kneecaps, no nothing.
Well,
so I mean, you know,
he's on the IR. The Lions need to go ahead and make a trade. There are five names that came up this week that the Lions are possibly interested in pursuing.
Like who? You're going to try to go get Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon is one.
Oh, God.
For the Chargers, LA Chargers. Melvin
Gordon.
It's
not going to happen unless he's getting a contract. And you're not paying nobody but Matthew Stafford, so you can kill that idea.
I don't know, man. The Lions got a lot of cap space.
Again, you're not paying anybody but Matthew Stafford.
Adrian Peterson is another one that came up.
Laughable.
Kenyon Drake.
Did you see him last night?
No. I was watching NBA. I forgot he was even a football game on. I got a little disrespectful last night. I literally forgot football was on, and I was just watching the NBA on TNT.
This is the dog years. These are dog days of the NBA. Don't nobody watch this crap.
I know.
They're not even playing for real.
I know. I was disrespectful.
Speaking of, we're going to get into that about LeBron, you know, acting like, oh, before the game, oh, this is the end-all, be-all. This is the biggest game until Kawhi start busting his ass. Then he go back in there in the locker room. This is just one game. This isn't a rivalry. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about to be.
Because you lost? But, okay.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake, Devontae Freeman from Atlanta, which they are they're 1-6, so they might trade him. And Le'Veon Bell, that's the one I want.
Why would he just got there? Why would he go anywhere? Why would they want to trade him anyway? That's the franchise right now. He's not going nowhere.
Everybody has a price.
You gonna give him $16 million? No. All right then. Talking about everybody has a price, and you over here bitching about Slay getting $14 million.
I'm talking about two different positions now.
Don't matter.
It doesn't?
No, it don't. The player's a player.
So you're trying to tell me that the Lions brought Daryl Bevel here. They've invested in the offensive line.
They're trying to
go more balanced.
Listen to me.
Lev Bell is he's a dual threat, bro.
You're not getting him, okay?
But I'm just
trying to. Where are you getting this in your mind that you're getting? Wait.
This is reported.
I don't care what's reported. The Jets ain't finna get rid of him after they just gave him $16 million.
That may be the case. However, I'm gonna answer your question.
Who the hell wrote that
Darius
anyway?
Slay.
That Billy Jack Bull Jive. Who in the hell wrote that anyway?
Regardless, those are the names.
Uncle Standback off the Yak. Who the hell came up with that idea? He's not going anywhere.
Uncle who? Uncle off the what?
Uncle Stand Back off the Yak.
You an idiot, man.
Him and Billy Cuffaho came up with this crap. Yak. Come on, man.
All right, let's move on, man.
Get out of here.
But Kerryon Johnson is down, bro. And J.D. McKissick is probably going to start running back. So
you're
that running back by committee
me.
Not going to get. That ain't going to get you much of nothing.
It ain't got you much of nothing over how many years? How many years?
Kerryon Johnson.
How many years have you tried this running back by committee? Crap.
No, Kerryon Johnson was the guy.
Since Barry.
He's the workhorse, but he's out.
Barry. You've been trying this running back by committee.
Well, Reggie Bush was, you know, Reggie Bush.
Remember what happened to Kevin Johnson? Remember him?
Yeah, he ended up Kevin Johnson or Kevin, you talking about Kevin.
From Virginia Tech, the running back.
His name wasn't Johnson.
It wasn't
Kevin.
It started with a J.
Kevin Jones.
Yeah.
Number 34.
Johnson. Yeah. What happened to Kevin Jones, man? He used to be
he
cold.
He ended up going to your Bears.
No, he didn't.
Bro.
He probably got cut in preseason.
He went to the Bears.
And got cut in the preseason?
You want me to pull him up?
Did he get cut in the preseason? Because I don't recall him ever being on the team.
Let me pull him up.
That was during the dark days.
Kevin Jones.
He had to be a backup because we had Matt Forte for quite some time.
That's him right there, number 27 for y'all.
Yeah, the preseason.
No. Well, he.
Yeah.
He, let me see. I'm going to.
Kevin Jones, man. Because, again, at that time.
He played for the Bears in 08 and 09. Ain't that when y'all went to the Super Bowl?
No. No.
That's two seasons.
No, 08, 09 is the 08, 09 season. You know it goes into the year. Just like this is the 2019.
Football a little different.
That's the 1920 season.
I know what you're saying.
But, yeah. But, anyhow, like I was saying, no, we sucked those years. That's actually,
I thought y'all went to the Super Bowl in, like, 08, 07.
No, it was 2010.
Against the Colts?
No, no, that was in 2005.
Okay, okay. You're right, yeah. Was that 05? Okay, yeah, okay.
But, yeah, like I was saying, it, you know, it's
Billy Cuffahoe.
Billy Cuffahoe.
You are a nut, man.
Uncle Stan back off the yak.
Yeah, he went. To, he said, what happened to him? He ended up on your team.
Exactly. He was probably fourth string. But, anyhow, you know, that running back by committee is not going to work. Not at all.
I know. That's why we need to go get one of these bulls, man. Kenyon, I think Kenyon Drake would be a good one too.
He would be good, and he would
Kenyon
probably.
Drake, he got a big body.
He would be decent, you know. But
third down back.
As far as this Le'Veon Bell crap, man, you can get that idea up. Give that prayer up.
I just think that everybody has a price, and it really just depends on how his relationship is with the team.
He's
and
not
all of that crap.
Look, they
I
love
don't even
him
know why he ever went to the Jets
because of the money.
So you mean to tell me he wasn't going to get $14, $15, $16 million nowhere?
The Jets, obviously not.
Come
if he
on,
was a free
bro.
Agent and the Jets were the only ones that gave him the money.
No, I don't believe that. I believe
you know
at least
what he was
five
thinking?
Teams would be willing to
you know
give
what he
him
was
that
thinking?
Money.
He was thinking about that. He was thinking about when they hit him with that money and 16 because he got $16 million a year.
Okay.
So when they hit him with that $16 million a year, that biggie start playing in his head. I love the dough more than you know.
But
I'm a lady show.
I'm pretty sure that. I'm pretty sure that he could have gotten 14 and a half with incentives.
He wasn't taking anything less than 16, buddy.
But, yeah, I guess not. He went to the Jets.
Exactly. And the Jets were the only ones to give him that money. You got to understand, these people are stupid. They think the running back position is a devalued position.
It's not. You have to have
a – You need a workhorse. Look at the Bears and why they're struggling. They can't run the damn ball.
Yeah.
Because why? It's not because of the running backs. It's because the offensive line ain't blocking. But – It is what it is. I don't know what.
Is Tariq Cohen, you guys, is number one?
No. Hell no.
Who's your
David
number one?
David Montgomery is our number one.
Y'all shouldn't have got rid of Jordan Howard. Why did they do that?
Jordan Howard wouldn't have been able to get no yards with this damn offensive line either, to be totally honest. My man Montgomery is a beast.
What happened to Jay Ajayi? He was just with the Eagles a couple, like last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. First it was the Dolphins, then the Eagles.
Yeah, and they traded him. They had Jay Ajayi. They had had a couple of guys over there
because
they had like three guys over there.
He would need to be on the back of a damn milk carton. Have you seen me?
He worked missing. He worked out for a couple of teams over the last couple of weeks. I just don't know why he's not signed with nobody.
Well, maybe because he's Q and Marco.
The Blue Team. Oh,
maybe wash, man. You never know, bro.
Man, we haven't even gotten to the Bootio segment.
I know, but it's just hilarious. I love it. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, the Redskins still maintain they won't trade offensive tackle Trent Williams unless someone blows the doors off.
Yeah, they got to come
wow them with a deal.
Yeah, they got to come with it.
This is where they're going to play hardball and try to just straight up.
He might as well sit it out, man.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, I would.
Because they suck.
It's over.
They're 1-7.
I wouldn't even waste my
win.
Time coming out there.
The Redskins might end up with the first pick in the draft.
Nah, they won a game.
I know. But the Dolphins, what? Haven't the Dolphins won a game?
No.
If they're like 1-7 as well?
Dolphins winless.
The Dolphins will win about 2 or 3 before it's over.
Luck. We'll see by luck, but, you
Speaking
know.
Of the Redskins, they probably going to get a box of O's. This week, we'll see.
Oh, they definitely get in the box.
Yeah, I see your boy Nick Foles has returned to practice.
And that's the one who the Chicago Bears need to trade for, in all honesty, because he knows Matt Nagy's offense. They ran it in Philadelphia with Doug Peterson, who is a disciple of Andy Reid, same as, you know, Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, this will be the guy I will be going for, because Jacksonville has already looked like they're going with Minshew.
You know what's funny, man? It pleases me to see how you are desperate, man.
I'm not desperate.
You desperate. Mm-mm. You, a couple of weeks ago, you went as far as to say, we should go get Jay Cutler.
Really?
This dude is 37, bro.
So?
With the blanket stare on his face.
What
the? No desire to play anything.
What does that have to do with anything?
He don't even want to play a game of spades. You think this man want to drag his behind out there for 16 games to get pounded? And you just said the offensive line not blocking.
It take the money. Yeah, maybe they block for somebody who actually do something. Man, Mitch is – but now let's get into my Bears, okay?
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's segue right to the Bears.
Just like your lowly Lions, you know, we're coming off a two-game losing streak. Just like, well, actually, well, I'll take that back. You're on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, we're on a 3.
You know,
after starting 2-0-1.
My Bears is on a 2-game losing streak. Right? Mm-hmm. After starting 3-1.
Right.
After starting the year 3-1. From what I saw, you know, in the Saints game, they had no Breeze, no Alvin Kamara, no Jared Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, Bears should win this game easily with the defense.
At the crib, too.
At the crib.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tight game, 12-10, and what I saw was a defense consistently being out there on the field nonstop for long periods of time.
Without Kamara.
Without Kamara. Without Breeze. Without Jared Cook. And they got tired. They got worn down, and then that's when these drives started to get longer,
mm-hmm.
and longer and longer and longer, because the offense is going out there, and it's 1, 2, 3, all right, punt the ball.
Right.
1, 2, 3, all right, punt the ball.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, all right, punt the ball. I mean, after so many times of your defense being, they're going to get worn down.
Yep, and that's the mark of a great offense, is when the system is in place.
That's not the mark of a great offense. That's the mark of a tired defense.
Yeah, but.
You can run student body left, student body right. If they are tired, you're going to get 5 yards a clip every time you run it. And that's the most simplest play in football.
What's the cause of them being tired?
Because their offense is going 3 and out. That's why they're tired.
Right, but the Saints are keeping the Bears defense on the field.
You're not hearing me, okay? You can't have one without the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by you can't have one without the other, right? If my offense is consistently going 3 and out, right? Mm-hmm. It don't matter what their offense could be absolute trash, mm-hmm. okay? But if they're running.
Their offense can't be trash and keep your defense on the
field.
That
is BS, bro, because a defense get tired, okay, after a while. And this is why I'm telling you this. How the hell two receivers on a seven-man coverage be wide the hell open down the field?
Okay.
Because they're tired.
So what makes the defense more tired than the offense?
Well,
the O-linemen are tired, too. They're driving down the field. 12-play drive, 10-play drive.
Listen. Again, their job is to score. Your job is to stop it, right?
Facts.
So, okay, just like in boxing, when a person goes on the offensive,
yeah.
what are they doing? They beating up on you, right?
Right.
And what are you doing? You're on the defensive, right? You're mm-hmm. trying to you blocking it, right?
Right.
Okay, so if an offense is just running downhill and mauling you all game,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be tired. You're going to be tired. So and they're gonna be amped up. They're gonna be ready to go. They're gonna be ready, like, you know what I'm saying. The adrenaline is pumping because they want to score.
I got you on that. The adrenaline for sure.
You know what I'm saying. The defense is trying to stop them. So that's pretty much what it is. One movable force trying to be stopped by what's supposed to be an immovable object.
Right.
That's the game of football. It's won and lost in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
If you only, you know what I'm saying, if you got the big hogs, the big uglies,
yep.
you know what I'm saying, mauling down on the defensive line, them big boys on that D line is, come on, man.
No doubt.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Them boys on that D line, they ain't the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
You got 300, you know, they about 280, 290.
Right, that O-line, they 6'5 and up.
That O-line, they 300, 330, right. 340. You see
six,
what I'm saying?
6'5 and up, yeah.
They get tired, man. Mm-hmm. They get tired, bro, you know, so that's the name of the game. That's what happened against the Raiders for why we lost.
That's what happened to the Lions when we lost to the Packers. Couldn't get off the field.
Y'all lost because y'all got jerked.
We got jerked.
But we ain't talking about y'all no more. We back on the Bears. So, you know, I mean, just from that standpoint alone, it caused a big problem. Also, what was another big problem for me is during that time I seen the defense – The defense looked like they just pretty much packed it in and getting quit. Mm-hmm. It was like, man, no, we're not going to keep doing this. You're not going to keep throwing us out here on the field and expecting us to stop. What are we stopping them for? Mm-hmm. We holding them for what? So y'all can go back out there and go 3-and-out with Mitch?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I think that's – which leads me to – now, only star that we had, only person that's been balling consistently every week is Allen Robinson. Shout out to Allen Robinson, Orchard Lake, St. Mary's. But, you know, that's been the only star. It's been Allen Robinson. We haven't had anybody else. Tariq Cohen hasn't stepped up and did Jack Diddley squat.
they was like, you short.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They put their hands up like, you midget.
Because, you know, and you know why? Because that is a sign of disrespect. Mm-hmm. They don't respect you. Yeah. But, yeah, he got fired up and amped up about that. Like, come on, man.
And the dude that Eli Apple tore his ACL.
Yeah, he tore his ACL right after, but sweet karma. But, you know, it is what it is. Damn. However, David Montgomery, he hasn't gotten an opportunity to do Jack Diddley squat because the offensive line ain't blocking no damn body. They're not moving people like they should.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't know whether it's the blocking scheme. I don't know what the hell it is, but it seemed like they are like the bad news bears out there on the offensive line, like the little giants. Running into each other.
I'm loving it. We got a couple of bets, so I'm loving this.
Another crazy thing. Well, we started out 3-3 last year and finished 12-4.
No doubt.
So I mean, now what?
But I told you though. I freaking told you. I said
don't start talking stupid and then we do it.
I'm not gonna talk stupid, but I told you, bro. The NFL is an up down league. You don't go 12-4 and follow that up with a 12-4 season unless
do it every year.
You're the Patriots. Who else does it? Name me a team that does that every year. You can't.
Well, I can say the Patriots.
You can't.
I can.
Who?
I just said the Patriots.
I told you that, though. I mean, that's the exception. That's not the rule.
The Seahawks did it for years.
The Seahawks did not go 12-4. The Seahawks, this is what the Seahawks do. The Seahawks go 12-4.
Then they go
10-6.
Yeah.
Then they go 9-7. Then they go 11-5. So they bounce around between 9 to 12, 13 wins. But nobody, the Patriots is the only team that can
because of that
go 12-4. Exactly.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had the Bears had the team only meeting yesterday or today or whatever. And I guess some things were addressed. Now, mm-hmm. the players are saying they're going to keep things in-house, but I'm pretty sure I can tell you what.
Somebody got ripped a new one.
I think Trubisky got I think he got chewed the hell out because this cat was missing wide-open receivers, man, and his accuracy is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line was just straight up. Cue it, Marco.
The booty!
Oh!
Offensive line has just been straight up booty O's.
Yeah,
nasty.
I can't wait to get to this segment.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm looking for a fired up Bears team to come out Sunday, take care of business. Everybody, oh, it's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a rout. I think they go back to the basics. I think they figure things out, and they start ripping off one game after another here. That's what I hope, but
okay. We'll
see. Moving on. Speaking of Nick Foles. Even though we were talking about the Eagles, what did you think about the Orlando Scandrick on First Take? On Skip and Shannon Undisputed this morning.
What did you think about it?
Wow. In all honesty, Orlando Scandrick just totally just ripped
mm-hmm.
the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, because he was released. You know, he was released a couple days ago.
It felt really, really scapegoatish. The problem in Philadelphia is much, much deeper than me.
4 days after being released, he just ripped them a new one and said his guys in there that's still hanging on to that Super Bowl, you know, some people that need to be checked, not only need to be checked, you know, check their egos at the door.
Mm-hmm.
They also, it starts at the top, you know, with management, coaching staff, whatever. And I think that. And, you know, while we're dogging Mitch Trubisky,
right.
I think Carson Wentz should get a fair share of that blame of being dogged, too.
That's what he said?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Carson Wentz haven't won nothing.
He sucks.
And that's what's driving me crazy. People always talking about, I'm not going to cut too far into it, but people always talking about, oh, Matthew Stafford is not a top 10 quarterback. Bro, how is Carson Wentz a top 10 quarterback? What has he done? Tell me. Nothing.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
He hasn't even won a playoff game.
He hasn't
even
won a playoff game. It's all been Nick Foles.
Oh, it's been Nick Foles. So what are we talking about? So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
So, you know, that's the crazy part. But, yeah, he got the contract. Why? Yeah. And remember, this is what I told you before. I'm like, I don't understand why he got paid what he got paid.
Mm-hmm.
That is BS, but
yeah,
whatever.
Same with Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk Cousins have been stepping it up, though, and I'm just segueing into this. Kirk Cousins, man, is he turning it around? Like,
no.
Is this for real?
No. Kirk Cousins hasn't played a good team after he got beat by the – after he got pretty much embarrassed by the Bears.
Okay.
He hasn't played anybody good since.
Even though they won three straight.
They haven't played anybody good since. So, you know, it is what it is. But it'll thicken up again, of course.
Last night he was like 23 for 26?
Okay, so was Mitch Trubisky against the Redskins defense. And actually, he put up a better showing than Kirk Cousins did.
Yeah, Kirk didn't throw any touchdowns.
See what I'm saying?
Diggs caught about 7 for about 70-something yards. Thielen is still out.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
But he looked good, though, man. To not have Thielen, you know, he looked pretty comfortable. He's been accurate lately.
He's been out with a hamstring, so you know,
three wins in a row for them.
I wonder if it's going to keep him out an additional week as they get down into the stretch, mm-hmm. into the thick of their schedule. Good thing for the Bears, we get a lot of our people back. We got Bilal Nichols back. You know, not only Bilal Nichols, but we also signed Max Unger from the Ravens.
Remember him? Yep, I remember Max Unger.
We got him. So, you know, we're trying to thicken back up that defensive line and see what we can do. And, you know, but that loss of, you know, that loss of Akeem Hicks, man, was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge.
How long is he out?
He's done.
He's
on IR, but he may be back.
He could come back.
About week 14.
Okay.
You know, so we'll see. Then we could go and catch fire, you know, get a wild card berth or, God, you know, lest the Packers lose a couple games, but it seemed like the NFL refs don't want them to lose at all.
It's going to be tough and I'm not downplaying the Bears.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Because the Bears are a good team. The Lions, I don't even think at this point.
You guys are a good team. You just need a defense to match your offense.
We can't finish. I was going to ask you, what is your thoughts? If we beat the Chiefs and Packers and we sitting here.
I still wouldn't.
5-2-1.
I still wouldn't believe it. But
5-2-1.
I would have to go with you. Yeah, I would have to go with it and say you are what your record says you are. You're a pretty good team.
That's what's up.
But you're not.
We're not going to say that.
2-3-1.
Yeah. 2-3-1 at this point, you know, through 7 weeks. Through six games. Let's go into the NBA a little bit.
Oh, man. Speaking of the NBA, you know, our condolences goes out to Shaquille O'Neal during this difficult time with the passing, you know, of his sister Aisha. She died at the age of 40 from cancer. So, you know, definitely our hearts go out to the O'Neal and Harrison family.
Definitely.
During this time, man, they said the big guy's not doing too good, man.
Yeah. I read a tweet today. He was just thanking all the fans and everything. Yeah. You know, thank you guys for showing love, condolences, and everything like that. I can't imagine losing a sibling, especially at a younger sibling at such a young age.
Yeah.
Cancer. Cancer is a mother, man. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think she was a part of the Naval Forces as well.
Yep. You know, that's a military family.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
From Shaq's stepfather. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine Shaq being in the military, man?
Man, bro. I could not.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine him on tanks or nothing. Like, he's too big for everything.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The big Aristotle.
Yeah, but condolences to that family. His mother, Lucille O'Neal, has to hurt to lose a child. So
absolutely.
Hoping that Shaq will be back on TNT soon and back to his normal self. But loss is always hard, man. So take all the time you need, big fella, and we'll be praying for you guys, no doubt.
And Dame Lillard, you better not say a thing. Cause
come on, man.
You get them hands. You like.
No, Dame is a respectful guy,
like,
man.
Like Shannon said, you get the mitts put on you.
No, Dame ain't gonna say nothing. If anything, he would probably do a a tribute rap tour or something like that.
Nah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
just saying.
On them terms. I don't think they
Just saying Dame is like that guy. He probably would apologize first or squash it first.
No, I don't think he's going
to
do that.
He might not. I'm just saying, though, if it came down to it, Dame would be the guy.
Moving on. And NBA news, you know, we wanted to touch on opening night.
Let's talk about DeAndre Ayton getting 25 games.
I told you the Phoenix Suns win their first game, man, and the NBA is like, oh hell no, no, like DeAndre Ayton
suspended,
you know,
for PEDs,
yeah, as if you ain't big enough.
Yeah, man.
But you know, a lot of these cats, they like to sit up here and lie and say, oh, we don't know what I didn't put that in my body. I'm not a cheater. I break it down to the molecule. Like, man,
I caught a cold and I had, you know, borrowed my wife's cough syrup. My kids, you know,
it was funny that they found one of those NBA players, right, tried to beat a drug test back in the day. And, you know, they was like, oh, OK. You know, they was like, well, you know, you're suspended. He's like, what you suspended me for? It was like, because of your urine sample. He's like, well, I didn't smoke no weed. I didn't do that. He's like, no, it said that you were pregnant.
Girl, what?
So he used his wife's
something like that happened recently too.
Yeah, he used his wife's urine, and you know, I was like, "Oh, you're pregnant, huh? Oh, okay."
Oh my!
Like, wow.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
Could you imagine that? That, oh man. Do you watch the show called All American?
No.
The football show with Tay Diggs and those guys.
No, I don't watch anything Tay Diggs does.
Come on, man.
He's a clown.
Actually, bro, why is he a clown?
We'll talk about that later.
That's fine, but it's a dope show. Like, it's a super dope show, and it's about a kid who's from Crenshaw.
Oh, it'd be coming on. Yeah, what'd it be coming on?
Come on, CW.
Yeah, I was about to say that fake UPN.
Yeah. CW turned into UPN turned into CW, but I watch it on Hulu. I'm watching the first season. The second season just came out. That's on CW. I'm gonna start watching that.
I know the sister is fine though.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah. The sister and his girl. You know, you don't know his girlfriend? She was dating the white kid from Malibu, or not Malibu, but Beverly Hills.
No.
Anyway, it's a dope show. But anyway,
don't they got that little chick on there from what's her name? What's that?
Yeah, from Empire.
Yeah, from Empire.
Yeah. Her name is Breezy or something like that.
Yeah, she trying to be like some gangster thug at.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. We ain't gonna get on that.
She looked crusty though, like
And she got a fine girlfriend on there too.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just don't like all of that.
Yeah, I don't like all that crap either. I really don't.
Stop putting that crap on TV.
Yeah, I don't get off into all that, man.
You know, but you watch it, Mr. Preacher.
It's a good. I'm not a preacher, first of all.
Mr. Preacher.
First of all,
Mr. Holy Roller.
I'm not a preacher. You call me a Holy Roller. It just reminded me of that because Tay Diggs, right? He's the coach of Beverly Hills.
Why don't they get Breezy out there to play football?
He's stupid, man. Come on. Tay Diggs
get her little chicken chest pushed through her back there.
Tay Diggs is the coach.
Yeah.
His son is the quarterback. His son was smoking weed on homecoming night. And the other coach from Beverly Hills or Malibu got a tip that somebody got high or something like that. So somebody snitched on him.
But we all know this is bull because they don't drug test in high school.
Right. It was just a random drug test.
But anyway, they don't drug test in high school, though. So it's just like, what?
So Tay Diggs pissed in a cup and replaced his son's piss with his.
Would you like a hot piss of pee?
Why you got to say piss? Why can't you just say urine, bro?
The piss. anyway, he urinated in a sample and he put it on the tape. He swapped him out to cover his son. His son was like, oh, dad, I'm going to get suspended. I smoked weed. But that just reminded me of that when he was talking about when he got pregnant.
I hope his father let him meet the leather strap.
No, man, it's crazy, bro. Like, these parents these days are really like that, though. Like, they just let their kids get away with all kind of stuff.
Well, one of them is finna do some serious time. The Auntie Becky from Full House doing that crazy stuff and lying on admissions tests.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. Oh, she's finna go away for a long time.
Yeah, the other one only did like 11 days and they released her.
Well, I tell you what, Auntie Becky.
Yeah.
She better call Jesse.
That was a shock, too.
She better
call
Uncle Jesse because it's about to go down.
Have mercy.
But that was a shock. Yeah, that was a shock that she got caught.
Back to our NBA news here before we veered off. What do you feel about the whole LeBron saying that the Clippers Lakers are not a rivalry?
Did he say that after or before the game?
He said that after the game. Because before the game, you seen LeBron jumping up and down and throwing all his little signs, while the national anthem going, and he doing all this, and you know, and he jumping up and down and beating his chest, and
that's the humble thing to do.
And he's screaming, "Let's go!" and all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the biggest game of the year, and this is, we gonna set the tone. And Kawhi bust his ass. Literally.
Yeah, Kawhi is
LeBron and Anthony Davis combined for 2 freaking points in the fourth quarter.
You know what's crazy? Sitting here today in 2019, Kawhi Leonard has not won an MVP.
He won a Finals MVP.
I know, but isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah.
That Kawhi literally has the league by the balls and he's not won an MVP.
Because everyone is sucking on LeBron's balls.
You have some beautiful balls.
If they're not sucking on LeBron, they're sucking on Harden.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
They're not sucking on Harden.
No, Giannis and then it's some Giannis. Of these other guys.
They trying to find somebody else to love because Kawhi.
Steph got 2, right?
Yeah. You know, and the only unanimous MVP ever. But it's because they're
KD.
Not. Mm-hmm. It's simply because that Kawhi is not exciting.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Tim Duncan of this era.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Beforehand, Tim Duncan, you know, Tim Duncan wasn't the most exciting player to watch, but Tim Duncan was probably the most dominant outside of Kobe.
Does Tim Duncan only have 1, right? He
MVP?
Got 1 MVP?
I think he got a couple. I think he got 3.
I can't say that he has 3.
I know he got 3 Finals MVPs.
Because you
got
to look at the era that he won them in. What, Kobe only got 1.
It was the Shaq and Kobe era.
KG got 1. Tim Duncan, Kobe. Shaq got what? Shaq got 1?
Because
I think Steve Nash got 2. So Shaq only got 1. Because you only, you know, in that decade, everybody only got 1. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see.
So let me think in my head. Kobe got 1. Shaq got 1. Nash got 2. I'm thinking KG got 1. I'm thinking Duncan got 1.
Maybe.
That's crazy. To think about how long these guys
played. No. Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs has won back-to-back Most Valuable
Player
got
2.
Awards in the 01, 02, and 02, 03 seasons. So he got two.
Okay.
Yeah. I know he had more than 1.
And then Nash got 2. How does Nash get 2?
Over Kobe.
Exactly.
Because you want to know why? Kobe was battling that rape case. That's why.
That's a good point. And then, too, you got to think about it like this, too. MVP was different at that time because Nash carried them to 60 wins without Amari Stoudemire used to miss a lot of games. Sean Marion used to get hurt sometimes. I'm trying to think of some of those guys that was on that team. You had Quentin Richardson's and Steve Nash used to carry them boys, man. He used to carry them to the playoffs every year. They used to be like a top 3 seed winning 60 games without 20 and 10 guys. So I think MVP meant something a little different at that time. But we ain't got to stay.
I think the MVP.
I just think that's weird that Kawhi only got 1. Or he don't have any. That's kind of crazy to me right now. And he ain't going to get none because it's a lot of guys that can score in loads. A lot of guys can score a lot of points real fast.
Kawhi, he can score points fast and he can stop points.
Yep. So you got Russ got 1 from this time. Russ got 1. Steph got 2. KD got 2. Back to back. Harden got 1. Harden got 1. Giannis got 1. So yeah, I don't see room for Kawhi. Man, quit showing me that.
Stay on task there. Sidetracking you there, but I see a couple for Kawhi because this is his time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So the only way
I think he gets it this year.
Okay, because I was about to say it has to be like this year or next year.
This year and next year, I think he gets back-to-back MVPs.
That would be dope. I mean, the league is
is his league.
The league is. I was about to say the league is becoming his. Like he's taking it. He's taking it right now as we speak.
This is his league, but you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Giannis and them probably win 60 games again. Milwaukee and Philly will be right there for first and second seed, I think. You don't think anybody else is good enough to be the first or second seed, do you?
We'll see.
It's early.
Season, so we definitely going to see. Give it about 30 games, and then the cream will start rising to the top on who's who. So we'll see. But
for sure.
Moving on to World Series news and notes, folks. We touched on a lot, and we missed a lot. But the funny thing is, here we are.
Here we are.
World Series, and it's damn near over with right now. In all honesty, you could stick a fork in it because I think this is literally over. But
it's 2-0 right now. Nats and Astros.
Okay, you give 2-0, but you don't say who's winning.
Well, go ahead. I was just saying who's in it. And
Nats and Astros, ladies and gentlemen.
My bad. You
just gave that pointless.
I kind of just went right for it, huh?
Yeah, it's 2-0 right now. Nats and Astros. Who's up?
Who's winning?
The Nationals.
The Nastros.
The Nastros. Stupid. The Nastros. The Nationals are up two games to zip, and they actually took these two games in Houston.
And they beat the brakes off the Houston Astros.
They did.
They beat the stuff.
But you know what's crazy is that, and this is what's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when everybody was talking about Justin Verlander, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how Justin Verlander was all world and, oh, look, he's going to the World Series. But he does not yet still have a World Series win.
You know what? Justin Verlander actually has the most World Series losses as a pitcher.
Exactly.
He actually sucks in the World Series. He's like, he has almost a 6.0.
And this is why the Detroit Tigers let him go. Now, the funny thing about this
Nationals
is
beat him 12-3 game two.
And the funny, we know that. But the funny thing is about this, and this is why I told, and people, when I said this, people looked at me like I was crazy. When they both played for the Detroit Tigers, and it was coming time to pay, who should they pay?
Yeah.
Between Scherzer and between Verlander.
Yeah.
I said, pay Scherzer.
I didn't hear you say that. I'm just playing.
No. I said pay. I literally said pay.
Yeah,
Scherzer's
a little younger.
Let Verlander walk.
Yeah, I think Scherzer has more stuff.
Trade what you can to get pieces for Verlander, but you keep Max Scherzer.
They held on to Verlander forever and a day.
And didn't really get nothing for him anyway.
But Verlander was Detroit's sweetheart, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's very understandable.
So it took a while to find a trade suitor. And
but, as a general but as a general manager, you had these two aces on your team, and you couldn't come up with a World Series?
And David Price, bro. And you had three Cy Young winners. On the same team, plus you had Anibal Sanchez.
Wait. Scherzer was gone with David Price.
No, sir. You're absolutely wrong. You're talking to a Tigers fan.
Listen, man.
Ask Marco.
Okay, so when they went to the World Series and lost against the San Francisco, Giants.
Okay.
Was David Price a part of that team? And if you say yeah.
Bro.
That was Max Scherzer's last year with the Tigers.
This is what I'm saying. Without getting into all the specifics, the Detroit Tigers had.
They didn't have them all there at the same time.
How much you want to bet?
We can bet whatever.
Are you telling me that the Tigers? Wait. Are you trying to tell me?
Listen,
that
man.
Listen.
They didn't have them there at the
same time. Yes, they did.
Okay. Well,
let's bet Ruth Chris.
Hold on.
Let's bet Ruth Chris.
Hold on, David Price.
Let's bet Ruth Chris.
Wait.
Before you look it up.
No, because I'm tired of you. Man.
Let's bet before you look it up.
Why? You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
You want to bet?
Why are you sitting here talking crazy?
I'm trying to buy you a steak, and you want to tell me.
Because you ain't going to buy it. I'm not going to sit here and go there with you.
Bro.
David Price, listen. David Price played with the Tigers, right?
Bro.
Hold on.
I already know.
Yeah. And Max Scherzer was not on that team.
Yes, he was. Show him. Was it Marco? Am I right? Yeah. Say it on the microphone.
2012 pitching staff. Verlander. Scherzer. Doug Fister. Rick Porcello, Anibal Sanchez, Smiley, Valverde, and Joaquin Benoit. No Price.
Price was on there. Let me get it.
That was in 2012, fool. The hell you smoking on? That's why I said I'm not going to argue with you. You don't know what the hell you talking about, man.
Hold up. Let me get it. I'm going to get it.
I ain't even no damn Tigers fan. I'm
going to get it.
He came after, okay? After.
Calm down. I'm with
they
you.
Never went look. To the they never went to the David. World Series with David Price. They went to the ALCS and got the hell beat out of them by the damn Boston Red Sox. Goofball. You don't know what the hell you talking about, man.
Hold up.
I do this.
I do this too. And
no,
I'm about
you don't, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm about to show you.
You're
I think
a casual fan,
it was
bro.
2014, you idiot. Hold up. I got you. I'm about to pull it up. Y'all both wrong. I'm about to show you right now. 2014.
Damn, he wasn't on there.
He is. I'm about to show you.
He wasn't there with Max Scherzer, bro. That's the whole argument.
David Price. I'm looking. Hold up.
Man, you wasting our time.
We might
man.
Have to.
We done already showed you was wrong.
We might have to get that off air when we get done so we can run the rest of this down. Because we got to get into the NFL scores.
There ain't no scores. We getting into picks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Keep it rolling, man.
That's what I meant.
Pull it up with your wrong stats and information. I told you, man. You.
Hold up. Oh, by the way, the Astros are up right now in game 1-0 in game 3.
Yeah, and it's probably only in the second inning.
Bottom of the second.
Ooh.
Right.
They were up 2-0 before and got smoked 12-2 in the seventh.
We didn't even get into no NBA. But
who cares about the damn NBA right now? This is intramurals. This is intramurals, but shout out to D. Rose because he's coming back with a vengeance this
season.
Shout
out to my guy D. Rose. He had 27 in 25 minutes last night.
He's very efficient.
Look out for D. Rose. He hasn't missed a shot yet.
His PER is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And he had 18 and 9 assists to game 1.
So, his PER is crazy.
All right, let's get into it. So we got the Giants. Well, first of all, the Vikings and Redskins.
Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings.
Well, that was over with. Vikings
yeah, I know.
Won.
Yeah, Vikings yeah. won 19-9 in a watching paint dry
that game
bowl
was
game. That trash was garbage. Okay, so we got Lions and Giants. Who you got? It's in Detroit. We just lost three straight. We got to take
win
this.
That one.
Yeah.
Especially against a rookie quarterback.
Slay is out. Just a little soft, sad self. Going to sit. I hope they trade him too next week.
Well,
we got to Tuesday.
They're not going to trade him.
Seahawks at Falcons. Seahawks 5-2. Falcons 1-6. I'm going to take the Falcons in upset.
That's going to be the nail in the coffin game. The Falcons are going to try to rally the troops, but it ain't going to work.
I'm going
to
take the Falcons in an upset.
Okay, take them.
And they got Diggs over there too.
Take them.
Eagles at Bills. Eagles 3-4. Bills 5-1.
Bills are going to win that game.
That's a good one, huh?
Bills are going to win that game.
Yep, Bills at the crib. I take Bills at the crib to go 6-1. That'd be the first time they were 6-1 since the 90s.
Bills are going to win that game.
Chargers at Bears, 2-5 versus 3-3.
Chicago Bears will win that game. They better
win
that
so.
Game.
I think
they're at
they
home.
Will.
They better win that game. If you don't win
Philly
that game.
Philly Rib might go crazy and put up 41 on your home
boys. Nah, I can't see it, bro.
No, I hear you.
You don't win that game. It's time to move on from Mitch.
Bro, hold up. And I'm finna get back in this, bro. I could have swore we had David Price because he was only there for like a half a season. We gonna pull up when we get off air. I know, but it's bothering me. It really
is
really bothering me.
You're wrong.
I might be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Well, folks, mama's wrong again.
Buccaneers 2-4 Buccaneers 2-4 at Titans 3-4.
Titans will take that.
I'm gonna go Bucks. I'm going to go Bucks on the road. Titans suck. It's at Tennessee.
No, they don't suck. They got Tannehill taking over now from Marcus Mariota. I think, yeah.
I said the Bucks suck. Yeah. I mean, the Titans suck. I'm sorry.
Titans will win that game.
Okay. Broncos 2-5 at the 4-2 Colts. My Colts! I told you they was going to be all right.
Where's the game at?
It's in Indianapolis. I said at.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Colts will take that.
I'm going to always say the road team first at.
Okay, well, yeah. Colts will take that
so
game.
So Colts will go 5-2.
Okay.
Bengals 0-7 at the 4-3 Rams. Now, wouldn't that be a story?
The Rams won that game.
They probably blow them boys out.
I wouldn't say a blowout, but they'll win it. They'll win that game.
The Rams ain't the same, bro.
It's because they don't have a running game.
And they got Ty Gurley.
Gurley's hurt.
Is it that O-line? Okay.
He hurt.
So is that O-line?
So, yeah. No, he's hurt.
Who the other running back?
The young boy Henderson out of Memphis.
Okay. And then you got the Cardinals 3-3-1. They are on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah,
shout out to the Cardinals, man. Your boy Kyler Murray getting busy.
Guess the booty holes work, man.
But they about to get popped against the Saints. They going to New Orleans Sunday. The 6-1 New Orleans Saints.
I don't know, man. In games like that, those are usually
that is a trap game.
That could be a shootout.
That's a trap game.
That could be a shootout. But you know, they I think that's the game that they're going to try to bring Drew Brees back. In that game,
is he probably going to be questionable? You think?
Well, they haven't ruled a starting quarterback yet, but
okay,
we'll see. But I know Teddy Bridgewater has made himself a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
a lot of money.
Yeah, so. But I don't know though because they're talking about Teddy is going to be the successor to Breeze when he retires. So
Breeze ain't finna retire no time soon.
You think he probably play about another two or three years?
Yeah, And I'm sorry, if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, you got to strike while the iron is hot.
That's
and
true.
Go and get your money.
That's true.
He's going to get about – he's going to get a $60 million contract.
About 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, $60
million. Yeah, I could see that.
60 or $70
million. Jets at Jags. Jets 1-5, Jags 3-4. Nick Foles, he returned to practice, but I don't know if he's ready.
It's Minshew's team, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the
Uncle
Jags.
Rico.
I got the Jags, yeah.
All right. Jags and
how much
more bet
I could throw a football over those mountains?
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt.
This is going to be a good one right here. Kyle Allen at Jimmy Garoppolo. The 4-2 Panthers versus the 49ers. They're in San Francisco.
I have a strong feeling, a very strong feeling, that San Francisco gets exposed this Sunday.
This because could this could be a good one
they
for
They really
McCaffrey.
Haven't played anybody.
Yeah, 6-0, yeah.
They really haven't played anybody. And then they played the Redskins last Sunday and won 9-0. Jimmy Garoppolo has struggled all season. I got a feeling the Carolina Panthers is going to come in and do work and go about their way.
I could see the Panthers being 5-2 after this game and the 49ers being 6-1. That division is looking really, really good, though. That NFC West – it's looking really good with the Seahawks, Rams, and Niners. Browns 2-4 at the 7-0 Pats. This is going to be a stomping.
It'll be a tight one. Patriots will win by – I say Patriots will win by at least two scores. Not big two scores, but they'll win by probably 10.
And what's up with your boy? What's up with my boy, Baker Mayfield?
That's your boy.
My MVP candidate.
He too busy. He too busy trying to respond to the critics, man, and worry about what they're talking about and what's going on. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
All right, here's a good one: 3-3 Raiders at 4-3 Texans. I think that'll be a kind of a shootout.
That'll be a good one.
Raiders and Texans. That's going to be on.
That's a pick'em game right there.
4:25 p.m. game.
That's definitely a pick'em game right there.
All
right,
and then Sunday Night Football. It would have been a good one with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, but the 6-1 Packers visit Arrowhead and face the 5-2 Chiefs.
Funny thing is Matt Moore may get a dub, bro.
Yeah.
In this game.
I could see something.
Matt Moore can get a dub in this game. This is all jokes aside.
I think Tyreek Hill's back too, isn't he?
Yeah, they all back.
Yep.
So, you know, when he stepped in against Denver's defense, he did just fine. Yeah. He didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then lastly for, well, I don't even have to read this one, but 0-6 Dolphins visit the 2-4 Steelers.
They need to start flexing these games, man, and getting these bad teams off of these primetime games because don't nobody want to watch that crap.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time watching no damn. Who the hell wants to watch the Dolphins versus the Steelers?
Yeah, that's pretty bad Monday night, too.
That game is cute, Marco.
They're going to lose some money.
Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the segment, ladies and gentlemen, where we jump right into it. We give our booty-os to the bootiest of the booty from last week to ensure that they do not go into the next week being booty.
Yep.
Starting off, ladies and gentlemen, they're a regular recipient of this award. This goes to none other than the Cincinnati Bengals. Cue it, Marco.
The booty!
Embrace the suck. Embrace the cheeks. The cheekage. Y'all suck, man.
The cheekage.
Y'all straight up just suck.
I think you should just give one big bowl to every team that's winless. And that'll just save you some time.
You know what?
Want to do that? And they could just share a bowl. They're not even worthy of their own bowl.
No. No, because they need to eat as much booty-os as they can.
Well, just keep pouring while they eat, but so they need to share a bowl.
So they can't be booty, man. So Cincinnati Bengals, eat up, all right?
Yeah.
Moving on to our next recipient of the booty-os goes to Mitchell Trubisky. Cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
That's right, Mitch. I'm going to give it to you every single time, man. You are atrocious. You cannot hit a simple out route. What is your problem? I mean, granted, I personally don't think you should be in the NFL. I don't think you're NFL talent. You couldn't beat out the guy at North Carolina who's doing drywall right now and you couldn't beat him out of his position. But yet you pretty much back into a starting position at North Carolina. And then the funny thing about it is you lace Ryan Pace's weed in order for him to draft you number two overall. I don't get it. I didn't like the pick.
Yes.
Big will tell you I didn't like the pick. Yes. I was pissed off because I wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
At that pick. But whatever. It's done. It's done. But
now, before you move
you
forward, before you move forward, this is where Marco is going to cue what you said, him being a top 10 quarterback. And then you are going to be a recipient of the booty-os. So you will not say that again.
Go love yourself, okay? Go and literally, utterly love
Marco, pull
yourself.
That out the files, man. He said Mitchell Trubisky was a top 10 player, not a quarterback. Player.
That's okay.
I'm going to say that all year. You're going to get tired of me. Okay. We're going to fight because
we're definitely going to cue your
– No.
Yeah, here we're definitely going to cue your little snippet there on those little nasty lions.
What did I say?
Go ahead and embrace that. How do you love that? Now, another team that's a recipient of the booty-os goes to no other than the Atlanta Falcons. Cue it, Marco.
Yeah.
The booty! Oh!
Yeah,
you are going to get your coach fired after this weekend.
He's already fired.
He's a dead man walking.
He dead man walking.
There's nothing they can do for you. You know, now you got Matt Ryan limping around on one leg, and then you got Predator over there frowning up his face every 5 damn minutes. What the hell you got to be mad for? You just getting free money. You ain't got to put in no work.
The Rams beat them 37-10 at they were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They have not won since week 2.
Man,
the Texans beat them 53-32.
They beat the Cowboy SHT out of them.
SHT.
Man, they really put the boots to them dirty birds.
Man, they trash, bro.
So y'all eat up a whole heaping trough of the booty-os.
And you got to give your weekly booty-os to the Dolphins. They're 0-6.
Oh, of course. You know I wasn't skipping them.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins, you get a big, big funky box of Q and Marco.
The booty! Oh!
Lick a big, stanky, funky, stank, grizzly, cheesy, fat back, just extra sweat with extra truffle butter. Just eat it all, man. Ugh. Just embrace the stank because y'all are funky.
Can you cut that out?
Ugh. Y'all are funky. Just downright funky. Ugh. You ain't funky. You funky. That stank, bruh.
Hey, man, they might stink, but they got a lot of draft picks coming up.
Funky.
They got some draft picks coming up.
Man, so. Them draft picks going to be funky. Ugh.
All right, are we done with the booty-os?
No, I got one more.
You got one more? Okay.
I got one more. This goes out to the Zebras in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
a good one.
You definitely get truffle butter on this. A huge box of Q and Marco.
The booty!
The NFL officiating has been absolutely horrendous.
It's been asinine, man. Yeah.
Complete asinine.
Yeah.
I don't know what a catch is all of a sudden. I don't know what hands to the face is all of a sudden. I don't know when a player steps out of bounds and it goes into the end zone.
Right.
But it's funny that all of these plays are happening in Lambeau.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is bringing this up. What, do y'all really want Green Bay there? A old ass Aaron Rodgers? I mean, come on, man. What are you getting out of this? Why? The crazy thing about it is when they talk about Aaron Rodgers, right? They say, oh, he's the GOAT of what? Going home? The GOAT of getting calls, that's about it.
Yeah, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. He's been there once.
He's been there
once. He's been to 3 NFC title games. He's lost 2 of those. I can't believe he only has one.
He's 1-2 in the NFC Championship games.
Yep.
So, NFL refs, I mean, if you want to, you know, get him there, you want to get him another one, whatever, do what you're going to do, but he's cheap.
NFL refs needs to be held accountable.
very exceptionally, very well need to be held accountable.
Everybody else is being held accountable except the referees.
And I don't look. Start tapping them paychecks.
Yeah, they don't get fined. They don't get suspended.
Start tapping them paychecks, and they'll call the games different.
Yep.
Period. You start affecting that pay because mm-hmm. they make $800,000 a year, $180,000, $250,000. If I'm not mistaken, I take that $800,000.
Yeah,
back.
I was about to say they like. Make,
no, I'm talking about as a crew. As a crew.
Oh, per game or something?
As a crew.
Okay.
For the season, as a crew.
Okay.
They make $800,000. You know what I'm saying? Or a little more than that. But each individual
as a crew,
ref.
It's like seven of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Each ref, they make about $250,000 a year as an
NFL
ref.
Yeah, they got
full-time
referees now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As a ref. So you got to start holding them accountable.
And, you have to.
And they have to be fined. Like, okay, who was on that? Who
fine
made a terrible
suspended.
Call?
Yeah, I agree.
Who was on that? Who made a horrible call? Okay, you're going to be fine.
Because you can't take time out the game, bro. Looking at a hood or look at a tablet, you have headphones and everything. You have all this technology. You got people in New York.
If I'm a coach, I would be so pissed because I deal in the business of wins and losses.
Yep.
Okay? I deal in the business of wins and losses. With me dealing in the business of wins and losses, your mistake will cost me my job eventually.
Yep. That's true.
Okay? That sorry is not going to get
me. It don't
me.
Mean anything.
It's not going to put a win in the win column for me. It's
nope.
not going to keep me my job. Okay?
Nope.
If I need to win this game
yep.
and it's dependent on this call
yep.
that you have to make, that'll get me fired. I don't yep. feel comfortable with that.
It's not cool. I agree with you. And I don't like blaming the referees.
And there's no
but,
consequences or repercussions on the refs. So
you definitely get a box.
Definitely get a box. Moving on.
All
Take
right.
it over, Big.
All right, word on the street.
Big. Word on the street?
Word on the street is that Tom Brady, what is his future? We're hearing things. We're hearing that Tom Brady might not return next year.
He may not, but I think if he plays, he's only going to play for one other team, and that's the home team.
Okay. All right, Bryce Harper.
Idiot of the
day. Dummy of the day.
Dummy, idiot, stupid.
Stupid guy of the day.
Stupid.
Why is he stupid? Why is he dumb?
The minute he left the Washington Nationals, they go to the World Series. I guess you were the weak link there, Bryce.
Hey, he got broke off, though. Yeah. Hey, I'd rather be a rich dummy than a...
than a World Series winner?
Yeah, I would. I'd rather be rich.
You're going to get paid anyway.
Yeah, he
won a World Series, so hey.
All right, today in sports, 1953, the Cleveland Browns quarterback Otto Graham sets a club record with 4 fumbles.
That was after the Chicago Bears, folks.
1953.
When he left and went to the Cleveland Browns, so... With that said, ladies and gentlemen, we hopefully we made your day
a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune in to us every week, ladies and gentlemen, on the Big and Bright Show, the Big and Bright Podcast. Go ahead and send us your love, your hate to the Big and Bright Show
at
gmail.com.
Yep.
Also hit us up on Facebook,
Instagram
and
Twitter.
Show us your love, your support. We're going to keep it going, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, sign us out. Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.